This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
Thumper from Bambi was thumping in time. Thumping and jumping.
The green lights flash, the thumps go up. Long ago, somebody thumped on the cup.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
It's a sexy version. This is the sexy version. This is the one to show your spouse.
We decided that after Valentine's Day, we wanted to get a little sexy.
Mm-hmm. We thought we'd be on brand and on time. Turns out we were a little too late. But we are going to try, we are going to go for it. This is the sexy Valentine's Day episode of Dynamic Banter, where we'll be sounding like this.
Yes, take off your pants and your underwear at the same time if you're coordinated enough.
Kind of do a little kick at the end.
Lay down. You could do a little kick. Yeah, do a little kick once you get the underwear and the pants off together.
Mm-hmm. I like this song a lot. Neil Ghosh. The Neil Ghosh of Christmas Past, of Valentine's Day.
Take off your goddamn pants and your underwear and get on your bed and listen to this episode of Dynamic Banter. Don't touch yourself.
Go to the dresser. Choose a different pair of pants. More comfortable ones for sleeping. But those on.
Put on sleeping pants, but no underwear.
Oh, no, no, no. And then turn this podcast off and go to bed. It's been a long day. You know you have to get up early tomorrow. Yeah. Be responsible. Go to sleep.
You know you got to get up early. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Me
Thank
too.
You for asking.
You're about to go on a little chore.
A little bit.
Let's talk about it at the top. Why not? Let's get crazy.
Okay. I get to go to Denver at the end of this month, and that's just kind of like a one-off thing. And then I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
After that one. Yeah. After that one, I'll be completely asleep.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to I'm gonna be on the East Coast for like 2 weeks. I'm going to be going to... I wish I had it in front of me. I wish I knew we were going to be doing this at the top, but I know that I can go to my Instagram and go to the link in my bio.
Right, right.
And I know that I could do that.
Right.
And I know, depending on the internet, after that.
You got this, man.
I'll be at the place with the information to that, and I found it. February 24th, I'll be at the Summit Music Hall in Denver. After that, I'll be in Philadelphia, the city of Birmingham, Helium. I think it's in Helium at 7 o'clock. And that, of course, is on the... That's on March 15th, a couple weeks after that. March 16th, Washington, D.C., Improv. March 18th, Theater in New York. New York. And that show, there's a lot of seats, and there's not a lot of tickets sold for the seats. So if you could buy more tickets, that would fill out more of the seats. And then on March 24th, I'll be in Milwaukee, and it's going to be cold, and I'm going to have this face on. And then, after that, March 25th, I'll be in Chicago with Owen. After that, March 26th, I'll be in Minneapolis with Owen. This song has more lyrics than I remember.
Mike, yeah. Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Put in the other headphone in your ear for a second.
You think I can't hear what's happening? Is that what you think is happening? Do you think I'm missing sounds? And they're only coming out of this
one? Yeah! I was like, this has got to be getting you a little bit.
No, I have a job to do.
Wow, you're such a professional, man.
You asked me to do a thing, so I did the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm glad you did, and I think it was good. You know, we like to have a little fun on this show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hear a sound, and you'll be like, why was that the sound?
Yes.
And that's the whole thing, you know, and we have fun when we do it. But man, you did really well, dude. It's like when you throw in things into the teleprompter and they are not things you should say.
Yeah.
And you know it, though. Yeah. And you skip it. And then you go right to it. Like, that was a pro move, man.
I think I was concentrating so hard on reading because of dyslexia.
You did great.
Yes.
So anyway.
It's like somebody had a question, but they held it in at the last time.
Yeah. You're right. You know what I mean? I'm excited for you, man. That's a big, big romp.
Thanks, man. I would like to see other places for a little while.
It's fun, right?
Yes. I like to go on a little break.
I know.
With Los Angeles and see other places for a while.
You know, man, my
Miami, Florida.
My timeline, my Instagram timeline and my Instagram stories and stuff. You ever just sit there and just watch stories, Mike?
Yes. You mean like soap opera?
And I'll see people posting photos of their videos and photos of their dogs and their cats and other animals. And I'm like, man, I kind of want an animal.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about this. I've been kind of on the fence about an animal.
Yeah. You got a guinea pig at one point and you just let him go.
Hamster.
And we haven't seen him.
It was a hamster.
We said, Steve, buy a cage. And you were like, I have an apartment.
My house is a cage.
And we'll be right back. Dynamic
banter.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in my house.
And that's what I said to you.
Jackpot.
And, you know, but I it's been a bit since I've had a little being in my presence to watch over.
Yeah.
I have some plants that I take pretty good care of, if I say so myself.
Yeah.
Got a Monstera that's growing fast. And I'll tell you, I'm a little worried about what to do once it, because they don't stop, Mike.
No.
Plants.
No.
You don't want them to. They're alive. They're living things.
Sometimes you want them to. Sometimes you're like, that's a good size.
I just don't. Yeah, totally. But you don't want it to die.
Sometimes you could trim plants to keep them a size and keep them alive, and it's actually healthy.
You can?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
What kind of flag are we going to get on this episode?
Oh, an orange one. Dude, but like...
I can't give you specific names, but we have a vine, a hanging vine, which is very nice in our kitchen area. And when it gets too long, you clip off parts and you could put them in water and you could grow another plant for another person. Then you could spread plants.
Do you scream? Does it scream? Do you hear it scream when you cut it off? Mm-hmm. And that's the part I don't really want to be a part of.
Well, you have headphones.
What if every time you trimmed a plant or hurt it or something, it would make screaming sounds?
What if it just went?
That'd be weird.
Ah.
You know what kind of does that?
The fuck? Every time, and then nothing else.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. Ow.
What's a big idea?
So wait, I could cut off my plant and put it in the water, and then
depends what
one?
Type of a plant.
Oh,
it
I see.
Is. What type of a plant it is.
You
Do you know
learned?
What type of a plant it is?
It's a Monstera. I told you already.
Okay.
Why are you grilling me, Mike?
Because I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to answer your question.
I'm sorry. It's just these lights are so hot, and I'm just. I feel like you're asking me a lot of questions about my plant that I've already told you.
I feel like maybe you have the flu. I don't know how to spell.
And
Monstera.
Scene.
Monstera.
Monstera, yeah, like monster, but with
Swiss
an A.
cheese plant.
Sure.
Apparently, that's the street name.
Yeah. On the streets, like we call it this. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I'll put. Can
it's a
you
cutie,
trim?
Isn't it?
It's a fine looking.
It's a fine plant.
That's what people would say in the olden times.
Why? That's a fine plant.
That's a fine looking plant.
Say there, Reginald. Why, that's a fine plant you've got there. Don't talk about my fucking plant. Keep your eyes on your own goddamn plant.
Yeah. Okay, so check this out.
The latest craze sweeping the nation, people are putting plants in their homes.
That's a fine looking plant.
We've spoken to the local boy to find out what he thinks about it. Well, my mom thinks I shouldn't be touching it, but I think it's pretty weird to put a plant in the house.
The kid has rashes all over his face. Yeah.
I took a bite out of it and my arm fell off.
But it sure does look nice.
We'll get the scientists right on that to find out what the name of that plant is and for you to avoid it.
Poison sumac, taking over homes.
Next week, we're going to talk about putting beds in the house. What?
Dude, so listen to this. That's a radio program, by the way. Monsteras are known as fast-growing plants, and so it is necessary and regular to prune them to keep them looking at their best.
Fuck.
When pruning, they scream in your ear.
When pruning, they scream real loud.
Cut any overgrown or dying leaves. Cut any overgrown or dying leaves below the Monstera node with a clean, sharp shear. So, and then it gives you a little, so that's the node, like where it splits off. You just cut it there and then new healthy leaves will grow. And maybe you could put those, if they're not totally dead, you could probably put them in water and maybe they'll grow some more.
Do I need to get like some kind of cool knife or?
No, you have scissors.
You can use scissors, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I could cut through that with a scissor.
Get an axe.
Or maybe chainsaw. Like shears, right?
Yeah, like
this. The big giant ones.
Yeah.
Nose hair trimmer.
Yeah.
Really cut through it. Make it hurt. Yeah. Dude, I was like, that plant's really cool. I do like that Monstera. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I was over at a friend's house, and she was showing me her Monstera in her dimension.
Yeah.
And it was huge, and I was like, damn, that's a fucking huge Monstera. That's how big mine's gonna fucking get.
Yeah.
You could cover your whole... You could probably, if you had a big enough pot, you could probably cover your whole room, home, mm-hmm. in one giant Monstera plant.
Now, where did she keep hers?
Like, in the living room. It looked real nice. She put it, like, on a raised thing and had a big old fucking pot.
Yeah.
And then it was just, like, coming out. It was like going up to the ceiling and kind of coming down to the ground a little bit.
That's beautiful.
It was really cool looking. And then I noticed, she was telling me, because I was like, I have a Monstera. And she's like, well, let me show you some Monstera stuff. And on one piece of it, there was like this like tentacle kind of thing coming out of like the branch, like or the like stalk of the thing. And then she was like, yeah, this thing, check this out. And then they're everywhere. They're like, and they're kind of pointing in different directions, and they're different colors than the plant.
Oh, that's nice.
They look like these little like brown tentacles.
That it's evolving.
It's almost like they're sentient in a way, because they're, I guess what they're doing is they're looking for soil.
Tight.
So that they can like get into the soil and then grow even more.
But they don't have eyes enough to go back into
the
pot.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, they just woke up.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, where am I? God damn.
Those plants just woke up. I used to keep a creepy Monstera like that underneath my bed.
My dad used to make sure there wasn't a Monstera in my closet.
Every night he checked the closet for Monstera.
There's a Monstera. And they open the door and it's just a plant.
There it is.
Family circus. That's like a family circus comic. Yeah. Dad, there's a monster in my closet.
Of course, we watered it together.
I love you, son. I love our family, and I love how in love we are.
It's just nice to read about a nice family.
Yeah, remember that one family circus where the grandma's sitting in the chair, and she's like reading a book, and there's like a home sweet home thing up on the wall, and then the next frame is like the kid coming in through the door, like with like, you know, holding like a candy bar or something, real excited.
Uh-huh.
Grandma, and the grandma. The last, it's just three panels, and the third panel is just the grandma close up, and it just says, "I love you, dear."
I honestly thought you were gonna see the third panel. It's just the empty couch. Two dates.
Yeah. And then the room looks a little dirtier. Like maybe there's some cobwebs.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
The chair has like a dent where grandma was.
And then the candy bar again.
Yeah. It just cuts back to the kid with like a real. No,
I don't like that part. I don't have. It's the three panels.
But there's one more in a circle.
Okay.
It's just the kid's face. Just staring forward. I love you, dear. And then she's gone.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Remember the family circus where the dad backed over the dog in his pickup truck?
When the dad backed over Marmaduke in the pickup truck. Fuck, man. Oh boy. Dude, did you ever play Toe Jam and Earl back in the day?
Yeah.
I have a friend called Brian Blackmore. And on Twitter, no, on TikTok, he does these really funny things where he plays like he's a producer, music producer, asking for a video game song, like a famous video game song. And it's just a funny back and forth.
Oh, that's fun.
So he has like this reoccurring thing that he does. And he reminded me the other day of the Toe Jam and Earl music.
Dude.
Panic on Funkatron.
Isn't it crazy how like those, just hearing the music from like a video game can just instantly bring you back to like a very specific moment.
Yeah.
Of like sitting on the floor of your living room or in your bedroom or whatever. Bowl of Cheetos, maybe some cheese puffs somewhere.
Yeah, underneath.
Just some kind of cheese. Yeah, under. Yeah. Hiding.
Something has cheese on it in front of you. Your fingers.
The controller.
The controller, yeah. Dude, that used to be one of our like insults for Call of Duty. We used to say that the other team wasn't good because they got Cheeto dust on
them. And that's just true, though.
Yeah, take that.
Okay.
Hi.
What year were you like the most playing video games with Cheetos on your hands? Like, would you say? Or how old were you?
That's tough to say.
Maybe like between the ages of 10 and 13?
I guess. Because we got a Nintendo.
Yeah.
That was like my first thing was a Nintendo. Same. And I played the shit out of that. And like going over to other kids' houses and having Kool-Aid mouth. And playing with them. You play
Jewood. You want to play?
Stand up on the box with Donatello and swing the bow down.
Look at this. Whoa, what?
Whoa, cool.
Remember when you could do things like that? Right. Look at this and do one little hop.
Yeah.
And then the kid would be like, whoa.
Whoa, how do you do that?
Show me how to do it. No.
But I played like a lot of Sega. I played a lot of N64. I played a lot of video games.
Okay,
so I was always.
But would you say like could we say like 8-year-old Mike Falzone
was doing that?
Had a gross controller with Cheetos all over it and stuff. I mean, you know, you probably kept it like clean-ish.
My mom wouldn't let me get it gross.
Right. Okay. So she made you like take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be shamed.
So let's imagine.
Why are you so dirty?
Clean that shit up, motherfucker.
Why is all your shit dirty?
Because I'm a kid? I don't know. Because I like to play in the dirt and I don't think about the consequences. Mm. Let's try to imagine your Nintendo controller, Nintendo Entertainment System, NES. Mm. The little rectangle with the black and the two red buttons and the black D-pad and the gray start and select buttons.
Yes. Got it.
Good night. I didn't think about it for a second.
Now go to sleep.
I liked it. So let's picture that controller in its grossest state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's most dusted.
And it's you, right? Like, this is just your stuff.
Yeah. Why do I feel like the end of this is going to be gross?
It's probably going to be a little gross. What if I could bring it back in time,
and you have to kiss
here right now? Yeah. It's yours. No one else touched it. It's all your gross shit.
Yeah.
And Cheetos and macaroni and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But we bring it back right here and you have to lick it.
No.
Would you do it?
No.
Is there an amount of money?
Probably.
Okay. Let's start at $500. Like full on, like get it and.
I think you made a mistake.
Like across the whole board.
I think you make a mistake when you say, let's start at. Because now my mind is like, well, he'll definitely go higher if I say no.
But like, you know.
What is, it's almost like, what's your budget?
I want to know what the what the least amount of money it would take for you to fully lick your controller from when you were 8 years old.
And I guess on this side of the table, I need to know the most amount of money that you'll spend to want to see that.
Well, let's, I mean, since it's all imaginary, you can imagine any amount of money. But what is the absolute least you'd take? Like, if I was like, all we have.
What's the lick look like? What's the?
It's
what's
like a full.
You're doing it slow.
From D-pad, from the
the button side.
From the button side all the way to the controller, the control side, the D-pad.
I think this is, a lot of people will say this is too much. But I would do it for like $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would say that's too much.
Though. I'd go like, I'd be like, give me $2,000 in cash.
Yeah. Right now. No taxes.
Just because I feel like I could get that out of it.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable.
Right. Still gross. It's like how much it's like you're paying to throw up.
$5,000 is a gentleman's amount.
I want like $50,000.
Of course you do.
But that's not worth that to anybody.
Right, to anybody.
Yeah.
But someone's like, I brought this back in time to see if you would do this.
Yeah.
I'll give you $5,000.
Okay.
Tax free.
Knowing that it'll kill me because you're from the future.
Do you think it would kill you?
No, you don't.
Dude, what if your lick brought like COVID back to like the 1990s, the late 90s or mid 90s.
Oh, if I had COVID when I got in the time machine.
Or just like,
there's no sign on the time machine that says.
That says wear mask. You must wear a mask inside the time machine.
You have to. We're bringing you to a different time. We're bringing you to. I would want to be. I think about that a lot. I would like, imagine the 80s.
Yeah.
Or being like 30 in the 90s.
Yeah.
Actually being like, we kind of hit a lot of the, this is a bad conversation.
No,
because
I love
it. It's like, in my opinion, we hit a lot of those decades. Like sometimes I would have wanted to be older in the 80s because they had a lot of great stuff. But being the age I was in the 90s felt like perfect, but I wonder if that only feels that way because like that's the existence.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
because I was thinking like,
I have no desire to live in the 70s or the 60s,
but
you know?
But imagine being like an adult in the 70s, mm-hmm. or at least being our age. Let's imagine being like 30,
okay,
in the 70s. You could go see, like, all of the bands.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You could see them all, dude.
Yeah.
You could probably see Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Jackson 5.
Jackson 5.
I would watch the Jackson 5. Dude, there's a story that my dad tells that they got fucking Jackson 5 tickets.
Yeah.
And my dad didn't want to go because, like, he had to work early the next morning.
No!
And my uncle, to this day, they just got tickets to see, I think, Earth, Wind, and Fire in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hell yeah.
Little plug. I'm selling tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Go see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You have to.
Are they the September guys?
Yeah.
What else did they do? Keep talking, though. Don't think about it. Just keep telling the story.
So they bought tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire the other day. My uncle said to my dad, make sure it's like not on a school night for Johnny.
So you'll never let it live it down.
Raging, and then they like, that was like their farewell tour.
That was
the Jackson 5 farewell tour. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my mom saw the Jackson 5.
That's cool as hell.
At like the forum or something like that.
Cool as hell.
I'll have to ask her about it sometime.
It must have been cool growing up so close to like, we had New York, but it was a little bit more of a project to get to New York from Connecticut than like from where your family is.
Yeah, like
is
Oxnard. Like they were in Oxnard and they had to drive like forever to get to the forum. Mm-hmm. But like, you know. I don't know what else was around. Maybe the Greek? Maybe not. I don't know. But, yeah, man. Imagine being able to imagine
Imagine being able to imagine.
Imagine, like, because I was thinking the 80s, being our age in the 80s, now would also be tight, because then you could go see, like, Journey. See Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And,
like, I like how this is just music.
A sick dance! Well, yeah, because what else? Like, I guess you'd be around an adult during, like, the release of all these really cool movies. And, like, you get to see all these football teams and basketball teams mm-hmm. and baseball teams that were, like, legendary. You get to do coke
with your favorite baseball team.
Yeah, and not worry about it.
Yeah.
That's when sex started to get scary, though. So have to be a little more careful with sex. But, yeah. Because if you went back a few decades before that, or even just a decade before that.
What if you had to sign something that said you wouldn't have sex in the past?
Whoa, like you can travel back in time, but you can't have sex?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'd be like, that's not for me.
Intergalactic booty calls.
No, but, space-time continuum.
Hey, 93, Kathy Ireland, you up? You go in the Bill and Ted's booth and you text T9 to someone. Heather Locklear.
Dude.
Can you imagine? Heidi Klum.
Dude. I mean, that would be a bummer. That would be a bummer to not be able to do that. But imagine, like, the days of free love. Like, would you have been a hippie, 60s? You think, in the 60s?
Probably.
70s?
Probably.
Yeah. Or you just would have been one of those, like, cool guys. You would have been one of those guys that wears, like, the frilled, like, cowboy jackets.
Yeah.
Be, like, smoking a joint with, like, a headband and, like, the aviators.
Yeah, yeah. And then I would just take off and they'd be like, where's he going?
Yeah.
Where's he go?
And I'd be behind some women going, yeah, women, should you get your phones? I mean, one of those guys with the Buddy Holly glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And the shirt tucked in. Buttoned up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be kind of a nerd, but I'd be like, you know, I'd have, like, my hair and my, like, the bangs, like those, like.
Dude, that would be funny. You go through every, like, 70s and 80s, like.
Version of, like, what, period
movie. And, like, which movie character would you be?
Yeah.
Like, in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, yeah. See, I would be, like, if you saw Licorice Pizza.
I haven't yet, but I have it.
That kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, would be, like, that kid.
Uh-huh. Was that kid?
He just, you know, it's Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. He's just, you know, this is the first movie he's been in, so.
Was he good?
Yeah.
That's great.
He was real good. I liked it a lot. You should watch it. Yeah, I would be that guy.
Yeah, I would like to see that movie.
I would be like, I don't know if we should smoke weed, guys. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. Right. What if the cops come by?
And then you see the lights.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, dude, man, I'm gonna go to jail. My mom will kill me. And you'd be like, dude, show the fuck out and just fucking smoke it.
Hey, this is why I leave.
Yeah, exactly. Man, you ain't got no chill.
This is why I kick up dust in my dirt bike.
Yeah, yeah.
I get out of here.
Yeah, or your Thunderbird Firebird or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was never into cars like that.
Same.
I never cared. I never had the money to be into cars, really, or the know-how to, like, build one myself.
Yeah, I mean, and I was just like, I would rather spend my money on something else. Mm-hmm. I don't care about having a piece of shit car. I don't care about how I look driving around the boulevard.
Sure.
And I think those days are kind of done.
To certain people. I mean, you say that, but we
live
here.
That's true.
I've never... Dude, being here in this city, it's like real life. If you've ever played Grand Theft Auto...
It really is.
Not the LA one. Los Santos.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like really like that. Because you see piece of shit cars that are being held together by tape and rope.
Yeah.
And then you see cars with mattresses on them piled to the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see a Maserati.
Yeah.
Or, like, a Bentley.
Like those cars that are like that.
Yeah.
Thick.
Yeah, yeah. That look like race cars. Like a little kid drew that car.
And yeah. And it just came to life.
Yeah. And they're insane. They're all insane.
It's crazy to see them because you're like, Jesus, that looks like it came out of a movie or something.
And all those guys drive the speed limit. And use their blinker all the time.
Yeah, but they hear that. They're so kind.
Yeah, they just kind of drive chill.
Imagine if people who own those kinds of cars were actually the best drivers and really respectful and shit.
That would be so funny.
Then I'd be like into cars, maybe.
Dude, because then you'd be like, think about the amount of time that you've been in the city where you've been next to a Maserati.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being next to a Maserati for like five lights.
Right. Dude.
That would never, ever happen.
Ever. When you see a Maserati, Maserati's for a going very like this short in, amount of time.
In traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Maserati's like the guy who you see at the event and you're like, whoa, that guy's wearing like an insanely well-fit, good, fashionable outfit.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that guy looks, he's like the best looking guy here. Mm-hmm. And then you see him go to a VIP elevator and then you never see him again.
No, he talks to everyone. He'll talk to everybody for 3 minutes.
Yes.
And then he'll be gone.
Very select people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know those kind of people. And those people are also like a nice car.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn. And then you never see him again. And that's what it's like when you see a Maserati in real life.
And it's also
like, what the fuck? And then it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's also what it's like to see famous people.
It is.
So Maseratis are the famous people of the road.
Car world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they do that in that Cars movie, you think? Made the real fancy cars like the celebrities and stuff. I would have done that. That sounds like a fun cartoon idea.
Yeah, it is a silly billy idea. Great idea.
Anyway, why did we talk about Maseratis and shit?
I don't remember.
Damn, crazy. All right, well, where are we at? We gonna do some ads?
Yeah.
Let's do some fucking ads, huh?
Man, I can't wait for this. This is normally my favorite part of the show. I'm gonna get up and restart the center camera as soon as I feel like it. Because I'm very comfortable right now. These chairs aren't particularly, they're just chairs. They're just regular, not ergonomically correct or anything like that, but I am comfy.
Man, I want an office chair. I want like a computer desk chair.
For this?
Not for this, for my house, for my computer.
Yeah.
And they're so expensive, man. Mm. You gotta drop like $2.
You gotta spend to save.
You gotta drop like $2 like and to get like a chair.
You should get a standing desk.
That's nice. But then you wanna sit sometimes too.
You do wanna sit sometimes, but you got a couch.
That's true.
Nice.
I don't know if I could stand and play video games. Can you do that for an extended amount of time?
I have. When I've sat, I did it recently. When I sit for like too long, I start to feel bad. So I got to get up and then I'm right there. And then my TV feels bigger and I don't have to spend more on a TV because I could just get closer to it.
And there you go. There's Mike's frugal home entertainment tips with Mike Frug Zone. Welcome to the frugal zone. All right. Let's talk about some sponsors. Want to give a shout out to HeadGum. And a shout out to the sponsors. We thank you. And we thank you, our listening audience, for continually. It's kind of putting a big pressure on the ads when you say this in the beginning. But you guys really make us feel good and like we're doing a great job when you say that you don't skip our ads, which is really cool. And that helps us out a lot because, you know, the show survives on the ads.
It also saves the identity of the show.
Absolutely. It sets us apart from the rest. And, you know, that's part of why we are what we are and why we have such a tight, awesome community of folks. That's you.
You know what's interesting is there's not too many things that set us apart from the crowd. We're two guys with beards who just kind of talk about nothing on a podcast. So you gotta keep what makes you unique intact. And sometimes that means, fucking up the ass. However, if we do it too much,
we don't eat.
So it's important to strike a balance.
Thank you, Mike. And you know what, man? Absolutely, you're not wrong. Let's talk about Squarespace, guys. You know how we feel about Squarespace.
Like those TikToks that deteriorate.
they like kind of twist up. Yeah. Dude, I love that. Yeah. I really like that.
That's like your
It's totally my thing. Yeah. I love it.
I like when things go wrong. It's more fun when things go wrong. You never know when it's going to happen. Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful service for people out there that want to start their own website. They want to put their ideas, their art, their thoughts, their brand.
Put all your eggs into one website.
Put all your eggs in one website with Squarespace. It's the easiest way to start your own website. You don't really need to know anything. You could just do it on your phone. And man, it's so easy. And Mike has a website, MikeFalzone.com. Check it out. It's really good.
It has all the relevant information.
I mean, if you ever wanted to just like sell something you got on you and you're like, I got this one thing, I'm gonna build one website, sell one thing, and then end my website.
Even if you wanted to,
sell two things. I mean, ambitious, but sure.
Even if you just wanted a portfolio that you could show other people to get more work.
You could call something John's. I almost said a brand name, but we should stay away from that.
Perfect.
But John's sellingstuff.com. John's store.
.com. That's the whole
John's store.
John's sellingstuff.com.
John's store.com. So messed up on that form. But if you wanted to call it that, you could. But it's just really easy to just set it up, and it's all, you don't have to install anything. It's just, you know, it's just really easy way to start a website. You want to start a website? This is where you go. You go to Squarespace.
Dude, if I saw that, I would lose my mind.
John's.
Imagine seeing that in the browser. What was it?
JohnSellingStuff.com.
JohnStore.com. I would lose it.
Guys, don't just take our word for it. Why don't you go to Squarespace.com for a free trial? And when you're ready to launch, you can go to Squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Oh man, when you want to save 10% off your first purchase of that website or domain, try out the free trial. What are you gonna lose?
That's a great question, Steve. Thank you,
Squarespace. Hey guys, you ever stamps? I do. And you should, because time is money.
Skip the trip.
Don't waste time or money anymore with repeated trips to the post office. You gotta wake up in the morning with stamps.com, or the afternoon or the evening or whatever time you wake up, and skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Listen, we're the complete package here, this website. We're basically setting you up to save money, skip the trip, do what it takes in your life to save time, save money, and stress, and get discounts that you can't find anywhere else when you send stuff. Like, do you guys ever think about how you never get a discount on shipping?
Yes.
Why can't you get a discount on shipping?
I don't know. Is there a shipping sale?
Skip the ship.
Stamps.com gets you discounts like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. What?
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What?
Skip the ship.
What? Whether you're an office sending invoices or a side hostel Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer. You got one of those, don't you, Charlie?
and a standard printer, and no special supplies or equipment. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. So once you stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com, sign up with promo code BANTER. For a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. A digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. A digital scale. Just go to stamps.com, skip the trip, click the microphone at the top of the page, skip the trip. Digital scale, enter code BANTER. So guys, go to stamps.com, sign up with promo code BANTER, get that 4-week free trial, free postage, and a digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts, you go to that microphone at the top of the page, you enter code BANTER. Stamp. Skip the trip with stamps.com, thank you, Stamps. Guys,
Steve's going back in time to bring you a great deal. Steve's bringing back great value from the past.
Let's talk about Nutrafol.
These are like the prices from the past.
These are like prices from the past.
Run, don't walk to get these prices.
Look, let's not beat around the bush about this. When it comes to thinning hair,
I didn't ask for that.
You no longer have to choose between natural remedies and.
Dude, the letter we're gonna
less cartoon. You can
we noticed the bonk.
Were you guys watching the Flintstones while you were?
Holy gosh.
When it comes to thinning hair, guys, you don't have to choose between natural remedies and those that work. There is a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness.
Get hair back.
And did you know that there are 5 root causes for of thinning hair, Mike?
Yes.
Do you know them?
Not all of them. Go ahead.
Can you name one?
Stress.
Yes, Nutrafol is a hair supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress.
I didn't ask for that. Jackpot.
Hormones, nutrition, metabolism, and environmental factors that may be impacting your hair.
Kind of a nice one.
Very good.
Oh. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage without compromise. There's 21 potent natural ingredients that also support sex drive, better sleep, and less stress, too. Stress out.
Don't be ridiculous, you've got a gun.
Alright.
Better sleep and less stress, too. How about all that, huh? Better sex drive, better sleep, less stress, and your hair's natural, get natural goodness. Come on! In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after 3 and 6 months, and Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors.
Damn.
Don't be.
That's a lot of doctors.
Of course.
So...
I've never seen that many doctors.
You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering that promo code BANTER.
Of course.
To save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere. And it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. So, you want to get... You want to get free shipping on every order? Huh? And get $15 off? That sounds like a sweet deal, huh? Now you're smiling.
Of course.
Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code BANTER. You can get that free shipping. You can get that $15 off. You can help out your boys, your Banta boys.
Of course.
So go to Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com.
Of course.
Thank you, Nutrafol. Wee you. Guys, we got a special final ad. No cap on God.
Of course.
Our boys, Michael, what is this? Who's this? Michael's Michael Mouse?
No. Mouse?
He's the guy who owns the park. Michael Mouse?
Yeah, Mike Mouse. O'Neill? Is this guy's name O'Neill?
You just read the app.
O'Neill, yeah. So this, our boy O'Neill... dropped in a special ad, and we're gonna do a special ad for our boy O'Neill. As you guys know, Mike and I opened up
Open Shop,
and we've been basically opening up the opportunity. If you want to advertise
on the show, you can.
Exactly.
Open floodgates.
We've opened the floodgates, so you can advertise on the show, and this is our very first special advertisement. For you might be wondering how we got here.
Which is a podcast.
Which is a podcast. And are you ready for heart-stopping adventure? Award-winning sound design and some kick-ass music. We know you guys like all that stuff. Except for the award-winning sound design. That's not... I mean, I guess we have that.
Also, you guys also hate you guys music. Hate music.
Absolutely.
You've written into the show and you've said you've hated it. Hey,
but if you love all that, you might want to check out... You might be wondering how we got here. A sound design Dungeons & Dragons podcast set in the modern day. Why don't you join them each week as they try to not get sued for using characters such as Michael Mouse.
This one's taller.
Jeffrey Beesbos.
Okay.
Nintendo Swatch.
That's the guy's name.
And President Dr. Jill Byron. Rate the show on 5 stars on iTunes or share the show using the hashtag YMBW to get a character named after you in the show. That's special.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
their current campaign, SWAT, which stands for the Society of the Weird and Terrifying, is on its second season. So if you want to keep up with the action, you just listen to season 2, episode 0, Context.
We know we got some dorks out there.
Big dorks.
We know you guys play that D&D.
You know, when you boys ain't scratching your nuts, you're playing with some goddamn dice.
And what's better than listening to people talk about things that you also like a lot? That's what a lot of shit is based on. So you got these people, you already have this in common. Fucking give them a shot.
If you like that, stop that, stop that.
Of course.
So guys, here's the deal about it. You know what? Hold on.
Before anything,
this has to be said. This has to be said. Before, hold on. Can we stop for a second? This isn't just any Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
We even stopped for a second.
This is a last ditch attempt to save a dying friendship.
Whoa.
Just kidding, guys. O'Neill loves you. And that was a little joke from O'Neill to the rest of the boys on the old YMBW. Blech.
I only kind of got it.
So check out, you might be wondering how we got here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Patreon, LinkedIn. Bipple?
It's a dating site for chains.
They're also... They're also on Bipple, T-Bone.
Quammy Plex.
Camptown Races.
Another streaming service.
Blibby?
Blibby? Blabble?
Blibby? Flopper? Title.
Oh my goodness.
Zoom.
Zazzle. So guys, check it out. Hashtag YMBW. Hashtag fuck you, Tyler. Another thing in there for O'Neill to get a good burn on the boys. So check out, you might be wondering how we got here. Thank you so much to O'Neill for reaching out. And thank you to all the rest of our sponsors. And that was, as they say in the biz, the ad portion of the show.
That's great. Great job, Steve.
Hey, shit, fuck.
Great reading.
Thanks, man.
Man, the songs have really evolved since.
They really have.
A lot more excitement, I think, in the songs nowadays.
All right, you're gonna.
And that's a great point, Stephen. I was glad you brought it up. Because these are questions I have to get answered.
I found out long ago. It's a long way down the history.
Steve, I'm really enjoying the Xbox One.
Really? So you just got this thing?
I just got it. Played Fortnite on it yet, but I hear that it looks better.
So you went from the PS4?
Four.
Oh man, yeah. You're going to see a big graphical boost.
Yeah. Can I have a really fun conversation with you that I had with Samaya real
please,
fast?
Please, I'd love it.
And I'm sorry for people who listen to both podcasts if you have heard this conversation, but I like it a lot. Do you remember the feeling? What was your first video game system?
Nintendo.
So do you remember the feeling when, like, what did you have after that? Super Nintendo or Sega?
Probably Super Nintendo, yeah.
So do you remember...
TurboGrafx 16.
Oh, you had TurboGrafx.
Yeah. And then,
but wasn't that part of the Sega?
Well, TurboGrafx 16 came out the same time the Super Nintendo came out.
So you guys were on like cutting edge.
Yeah, but it was like everyone was getting a Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And no one was getting the TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah.
And it was like the only one
left.
So there's
a left. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about the like the Xbox One S.
Right, because you can't get a PS5. Oh, shit, fuck!
No. You're good. Oh, thank God for lids, huh?
Thank you. Shout out to Tartoni.
And for really snapping this lid on there. I'll never forget it. So, Do you remember like the jump in graphics from like Nintendo to Super Nintendo or Sega?
And oh, being yeah.
impressed by that as a kid?
Dude, I think I've talked about this before, but my uncle, and this is really funny because I didn't really realize this had become a meme, but it's like my uncle works at Nintendo.
Sure, yeah.
It's like a meme that's uh-huh. like, my uncle works at Nintendo. He told me Pokemon Silver's coming back.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Funny meme. But my uncle worked for Silicon Graphics,
uh-huh.
which were building the like components, the chip components for the Super Nintendo or for the GameCube.
Cool.
Nintendo 64.
Sure.
Big which deal. Was the biggest jump in graphics yeah. Yeah, from yeah, yeah. any home console
because mm-hmm.
it was like 16-bit straight to like 3D.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Mario can run in any direction. Dude,
yeah, in the third dimension. Yeah. And it was like a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
And we went to go visit my uncle, and he was like, you guys are going to really love this because we're working on the new Nintendo system.
Mm-hmm.
And he let us play Mario 64 and like Pilot Wings.
Whoa.
64.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was like a very huge jump.
Yeah.
Because then you saw like 3D Nintendo graphics and you were like, well, this is different now. Everything's going to be different now. It's all going to look like this probably now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily to this day, we still have the side scroll. Like people still make like indie games.
Oh, for sure. Like, but it's like a luxury now. It's not yeah. like that's the only medium that you could work in.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's fucking cool as shit. And then I was telling Zoya about this. Like I remember where I was when I first saw like Dreamcast graphics.
Oh yeah.
And that was one of the ones that like blew my mind.
Yeah. Cause that was a CD
yeah.
system.
Yeah.
It was one of the first like PlayStation 2. And like, and then Dreamcast had like discs yeah. and stuff. And then it's so funny how the Dreamcast got royally fucked by being hacked.
Oh yeah,
the people huh? hacked it so easily.
You just like burn games
you
on
just,
your.
You just made a disc.
Yeah.
If you had a CD burner,
and we did try to do this,
everyone did.
Yeah.
Your HP computer you'd buy for your kid for Christmas mm-hmm. so you could learn how to use a computer.
Yeah. If you had an acoustic guitar, you had a CD.
Yes, exactly. If you, yes, exactly. And like you, all you had to do was like burn this one file onto a disc and then put it into your Dreamcast
mm-hmm.
and turn it on. And it would just like hack your Dreamcast.
Yeah.
And it would be like, all right, now you can just download anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And play that forever. And it yeah. really fucked that system. But that was yeah. a really cool system.
It was like my favorite for a while.
I liked it.
There were
it.
A lot of cool games on that.
Yeah, and it had that little
Shenmue.
Like, did you ever see that like little thing that you could stick into the controller?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
you
yeah,
could
yeah.
like take it to school and have mm-hmm. your save games on it. And like yeah. some of them had like integration with the game. Like I think
Power Stone.
Do you remember that Seaman game?
Yes.
With the fish guy?
Yes. Very weird.
Yes. Yeah, so weird. Yeah. See, and that's like, man, I loved when games like that would come out because yeah. it was like, this isn't about like shooting down Mother Brain or like Dr. Wily or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is about literally like keeping this fish man alive.
Fish man. Yeah.
To become a man.
Kind of a rude fish man.
He was rude.
Yeah.
And it had this little like attachment microphone thing.
Yeah. So you have to go, talk
like,
to it.
I love you. I love you. Or whatever you'd say
go
to
ahead and eat now.
Probably didn't work.
No. But. No, I remember renting that and being like,
what the fuck is this? Yeah.
Talking into the same microphone that all the kids talked into.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Licking the mic.
Yeah. What a time. I yeah. loved those days, man.
Yeah. Those are really good times.
But so you're about to, so you've experienced that sort of again.
Kind
going
of.
From PS4 to the
kind
Xbox.
Of. And I try not to take it for granted because it's so easy because. Since like Xbox One, shit has looked awesome for
totally.
Like a long time.
Yeah, right now we're it's like hard to, it's like we're in a weird like
yeah
things haven't gone super huge yet.
Right, right.
It still kind of has looked the same for the past like 10 years
right.
at least. The, yeah.
I noticed. I'm trying to play games where I would notice a huge difference. Like I was playing the basketball game and I put the camera in like. Broadcast mode so it's like right up in there and all the guys like look like themselves
yeah,
and they
crazy.
Have like full range of emotions
yeah.
and stuff like that and it's cool like little Scottie Pippen's upset
there
you
he
know?
Is and he looks upset
and he looks upset and so I'm looking forward to like I just want to see something that's like whoa we could play that
yes
but I don't feel that as much as I
think it's like once they combine the VR with that Because right now VR looks like PS2 kind of.
Yeah, yeah. That I was telling Zoe again. That was the last thing, like, when me and you watch the movie things, or when me and Nick are playing like the mini golf game, you're just in another place.
Yeah.
Or when we did that fucking Resident Evil thing. Yeah. That was the last thing that I was
You went to a horror house.
Yeah.
And you were just there.
Yeah.
And your brain was like, I'm here now.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge jump. Yeah. That might have been the last big jump in video game technology, is going to like good VR.
Yeah. That was that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we've actually been through quite a bit of innovation in our lives in the video game world. Like, that's big, what I'm saying.
I think we were like at the age that we are. And I feel like we hit it at the perfect time.
Yeah, we got to experience kind of all of it. Yeah. Like the Game Gear, the Game Boy, the PSP, the Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Did you ever put your eyes into that thing?
At a Blockbuster Video.
I have.
We would all put our eyes on it.
Eye damage, probably.
Absolutely.
Because they made me look at that and love it because I like Mario. All right.
And now he plays tennis now. The cool thing about Mario is that he stays active.
I just love that he kind of just does what he loves. And if he's into tennis at the time, go for it.
It's me, Andre Agassi.
It's me, I decided to play a soccer this month. It's like, we love you, Mario. Go for it.
What are you doing this month, Mario? I'm a punch into my friends in the face.
Okay. What about next week?
I'm going to become a doctor.
I'm
going to give you kids pills to sort.
I'm going to subscribe the pills to you and your son.
And what are your qualifications?
I'm a plumber. I'm a plumber, but I'm also a doctor. You don't sound like yourself, Mario.
That's because I'm a race car driver now.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, goodbye, I'm going into space now.
Goodbye, I'm a painter now.
Damn, dude. This guy's going through
Mario must
a lot.
Must sleep tight.
If he gets to. All right. This history road comes from Pope Guru.
Pope John Paul II.
Pope John Paul Guru. Saying history road. Dang, an orangutan?
That's the title.
Yeah. Hello, Might and Streak. I'm a first-time caller, never listener to the podcast before. That's good. Fun. I'm a big, big fan of you funny baby boys, and so I have a come to tell you a story of my first and last time going to Busch Gardens amusement park.
Busch Gardens is the one with the animals.
Yeah, I think it's like SeaWorld's like kind of Busch Gardens, right? Or SeaWorld and Busch Gardens are similar?
It's water Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Busch Gardens is land.
Did you ever go to a Busch Gardens? Because those were East Coast kind of places,
right?
I went
to a SeaWorld, I think.
Yeah.
And we got a Shamu ice cream pop and a seagull shit on my mom.
Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how you never forget things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, they went to Busch Gardens Amusement Park in the horrifying state of Florida. The morning was spent walking around the park with my famille and fulfilling the needs of my younger baby horn-born cousins.
That's nice.
I was overflowing with excitement to ride roller coasters themed after all kinds of animals.
I don't give a fuck!
And they were all that were also enclosed in cages and sedated for our pleasure at the park.
Jackpot.
Someone's really excited about that.
Oh, man.
We left the zoo exhibits and were about to split up so the adults could get their roll and coast on. The moment I had been waiting for was almost there. I could feel the spirit of cum filling up inside me.
What?
Please. And all of a sudden, there was crowds.
Are you even looking at the buttons? It's like you're playing an accordion, but it sounds like this. Thank
you. I'm gonna try not to look at it.
You're trying to memorize where they are.
Yeah, I think I think this is it's either I don't give a fuck or jackpot. I think it's I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
That's nice.
My index fingers, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, let me see if I can find out. This one might be It's Been.
It's Been.
Hell yeah. Okay, hold on. And Mummy? Yeah. It's like a guitar.
What do you think you forgot to retain that information?
Oh man, beautiful memories. Beautiful memories of my
a
past
birthday.
Life. Oh, yeah,
you
birthday.
Forgot a birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Some birthdays just gone now.
Mom, did I ever turn 13?
All of a sudden, there was crowds, big crowds. So many crowds of people walking away from something hurriedly.
Uh-oh.
It was a fucking orangutan. Isn't it an orangutan? Orangutan. Maybe it is orangutan. A goddamn orangutan escaped, and because of this, I rode zero roller coasters.
Damn.
What a disgrace. An absolutely disrespectful primate. I mean, what about my needs, you damn ape? We went home. Everybody was okay. Blah, blah, blah. The end. Have a good podcast, boys.
Man, I can't. That's such a scary thing. That's such a scary thing. Dude, if you're in Busch Gardens and you see a bunch of people rushing away from something, something terrible is going on.
I guess there's worse things than an orangutan.
I don't know, man. Those are that's one of the worst.
So, I mean, I don't think orangutans are as aggressive as gorillas and
gorilla being out would be bad. Gorilla climbing buildings would be bad.
Oh yeah. Orangutan.
Do they have a Godzilla?
Oh man, at that Busch Gardens at that time, if it was the 90s, then they did.
Did Busch Gardens have any Cloverfield monsters?
It says orangutans are less aggressive than other primate species, mostly due to their social structures. Oh, male orangutans good. From temporary groups, especially during mating, but don't participate in raising their blah blah blah. Okay. Yeah, orangutan aggression is infrequent, but does occur.
Dude, so he got out of the cage and he started like drawing pictures for people.
Yeah.
And they're like losing their minds.
It says please
help.
It just says please. Please. Over and over again.
People sprinting away.
And they're grabbing him.
he has another one says, seriously, I'm nice. What's that?
Please.
I'm nice.
He's underlining it. Please.
Yikes.
But if I saw an orangutan, I'd be a little less worried for some reason.
What are the top three animals at the zoo you would be scared of if they broke
man.
Out?
Man, gorilla, big time.
Gorilla, snake.
Lion.
Any kind of like fast cat.
Bear. Yeah, jaguar. Leopard.
Yeah. Cougar.
Crocodile.
Old women, old sexy woman.
Buzzards.
Buzzards. You don't want the buzzards to get out.
Don't get those buzzards out, man.
Don't open the buzzard cage.
Keep the cage closed.
Buzzards don't fuck with you until you're dead.
They don't even go in. You don't even go into the buzzard cage.
No. You don't come out.
Buzzards. Buzzards are just the ones that have like the bald heads and they eat your
body.
They eat
dead shit.
What? Vultures. What's the difference between vultures and buzzards?
Buzzards fly around. Vultures walk around.
Vultures kick it. Ooh, vultures do kind of do that little walk.
Yeah, but I think they all fly. Oh, oops.
Okay. KG says, as God is my witness, he is broken in half.
Oh, hell yeah. That's wrestling stuff.
Isn't it God as my witness? Not God is.
Yes.
As God is my witness.
Uh-oh, this is going to be one of those things like when you say spoon 1,000 times and it's not going to sound like anything.
Yeah, as God. The term as God is my witness is really no different than asking someone to swear.
Yeah, as God.
Is it as God as my witness or as God is my witness? As is used as a conjunction, used to indicate that something happens during the time when something is taking place. God is witnessing me as I speak is used as usual as the third person singular, as God as my witness is a mistranscription possibly caused by the actor's accent. So it is as God is my witness.
That's when you're saying something,
yeah,
when you want them to believe what you're currently saying.
Right.
So what, in what context was this?
Well, it's the subject of the email. As God is my witness, he's broken in half.
Yeah, so I guess that would work.
KG, ayo, what up, fellas? Listen, guys, when y'all doing that dang wrestling podcast? If it's too much of a commitment, then it's all good in the hood. Let it be known. I understand, but please, I got to know now. With peace and love, KG. Mike and I are always talking about the next things mm-hmm. and additional things and bonus things and special shit for you guys. And it's totally in the docket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's stuff that has been recorded.
Yeah, we recorded an episode.
It's just coming.
It doesn't have to... It's weird because there's no, like, timeline on it. Like, we didn't impose, like, we have to have this many episodes by this time.
Right.
And also having, like, time and availability is a thing.
But it's like, if there was, like, if we could look at a big sandwich. Let's take a look at
picture a docket.
Picture a big sandwich piled high, like a cartoon.
Yeah. Like turkey.
Piece of bread up top. Maybe there's a stick with an olive in it. And then you've got all those other layers, right?
Yeah.
But there's only two pieces of bread.
Mm-hmm.
One of the top piece of bread is the beginning of dynamic banter.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom piece of the bread is the end of dynamic banters.
Yeah.
And in between it is all of the ideas and all of the, like, things we want to do.
Yeah.
And that's a big sandwich.
And what we're saying is we're at...
We're probably like right.
You see, you know how there's one more piece of lettuce
just before the bread.
There's a piece of lettuce, and then there's a thin slice of mustard.
And then there's those pickles that are so pressed down hard near the bread that they've made perfect indents.
Mm-hmm.
Indent.
And we're a couple layers up from that.
Dude, there's a be nice or not be nice.
Okay, great.
Been a while from Maggie.
It has been a while.
Maggie sends an HR. Be nice or not be nice.
I was looking at all the t-shirts on the day that the Valentine's Day t-shirt came out. Thank you, Ellie, for the design again. The chocolates, Dynamic Banter chocolates. And I still think the Be Nice or Not Be Nice is one of my favorite t-shirts.
It's really good.
One of my favorite designs. It looks like that's a cool
game show thing. Yeah. Like, Mike and I grew up watching Price is Right.
I still watch The Price is Right on a daily basis.
It's such a good show.
Dude, Pluto TV, if you have any kind of console,
oh, yeah.
It's fucking free, and there's a channel that plays Price is Right from the 80s and 90s only, and like 70s too, 24/7.
I wonder if you can find the Aaron Paul episode where Aaron Paul was in there.
Yeah, that would have been 90s.
Uh-huh. Maybe 2000s, but 90s sounds right.
Sure.
Something pretty minor just happened at my apartment, and I'm wondering how you boys would have reacted to it. Hence the return of Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
I don't give...
It's been
a minute since we've done one of these.
I'd been doing multiple loads of laundry all day and have been back and forth to my apartment complex's Lee laundry room all day.
Multiple
Just that little bit. Where's all my boys? Where's my boys?
I'm coming.
There you go.
Since there's only two washers and two dryers, I thought it was customary to leave one of each machine open for anyone else to do the laundry if need be.
That's very polite.
Also, taking the fucking lint out. Can I just say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Can't even tell you how many times I pulled out some fucking strange motherfucker's dirty ass lint.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. At least it smells real nice.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But still, that's like someone's skin and hair. And...
Well, it's mostly, it's like fabric.
It's fabric pieces.
Yeah.
Combined with like all that person's stuff that's like under the shirt.
Yeah. Tits. I don't want to scoop that person's tits out of my shit.
Ow.
All right. Steve's hurt.
So I had one load in the wash and one load in the dryer. Apparently my neighborliness was taken advantage of. Uh-oh. Since when I came back to switch loads...
I'm coming...
over and put my last load in the wash...
I'm coming.
You okay, Arnold?
It's like he's trying to think of something else, like coming, but he still lands on the same thing.
I'm like coming.
What do you call? How do you say?
Feeling of coming. It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know. As
he's just trapped in our show, and he wants to talk about other shit.
I find my clean, wet clothes all over the dirty fucking laundry table, and both washers taken by some asshole.
Yikes!
I'm coming.
Not now, Arnold.
Not after the wash.
I had to walk all the way back to my apartment, a walk up, and I had to walk outside in the snow to even get to the laundry room. And to put the load I was about to wash back in the hamper, I stormed back downstairs to get my laundry.
I'm coming.
And I put my now slightly dirty, clean laundry in the dryer since I have no choice. You're
treating it like a sexual story. Where'd you put the clothes? Where'd you put the my clothes?
In this situation, would you be nice or not be nice? Thanks, boys. Love you lots. Philly born girl, Maggie.
I'm coming.
So, first of all, Philly next month. Second of all, there's a very important aspect of the story. And I think you know what I'm going to say.
I don't know.
You wouldn't dream of taking someone's shit out of the wash.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it had been there for hours and hours. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, good point. You're right.
A shared space, we all are guilty of it. No one wants to do it, but when somebody else really wants or needs to do laundry, if it's in there for too long, you're going to piss a stranger off and they're going to touch your shit.
Okay, but there's two washers and two dryers.
And she just used...
She used...
The washer, I guess.
One load in the wash and one in the dryer.
Right.
And she said she left one of each machine open...
Very nice of her.
To show that they're available.
Yes. And then somebody came in and used all four.
She said, yeah, she didn't say what the passage of time between when she put it in and when she didn't.
So
but you're
if you
right,
did
that's
the nice
only
thing,
time. Yeah.
You did a nice thing. No one's glancing over that. But then if you left for 4 hours.
Yeah. Then it's like you're making, yeah. It's
you're
kind
playing
of,
with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's important. So
wow.
I don't think we could.
Also, let's just say that it wasn't that long.
Uh-huh.
Let's say it was an hour.
Did she leave a number?
No.
Okay.
Let's say it was an hour.
An hour is not in. That's not a.
It's not insane.
Let's say it takes like half an hour
right.
for the wash or 20 something minutes.
Right.
An hour is not. Super considerate,
right?
But it's not 4 hours.
And there was another one open, and
I wouldn't move somebody's shit after an hour,
right?
Yeah.
So I would be like, okay, both machines are being used. I'm gonna come back in 25 minutes.
I can start these. I could start my clothes because these are open.
Right.
Right. If we're giving her the benefit of the doubt that she was there in a reasonable amount of time. Because that's still not even the question. Then you got to choose to be nice or not be nice to that person.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. It's like, how do you not be nice to someone you don't know?
Oh, like, and the game is you telling me what I would do in that situation.
Right.
I forgot about that part.
Right. We're just giving them. Well, because they were like, what would you do?
Right, right, right.
But like, the other thing to me is
so
like,
there's important
totally
information
like,
missing.
There's important information missing, like, who was it?
Yeah.
Because then if there's no one to be mad at, Mm-hmm. You're just mad at the building, which I get. I've done that before. Then maybe you just don't leave those things open anymore. And that's the courtesy they lost because someone was rude to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way to be not nice about that. Like, what are you going to do? Next time you're down there and both of the washers are being used, mm-hmm. you're going to pull out wet clothes no matter how long it's been in there?
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad move.
I guess I would say that it didn't matter who it was. If I knew in my heart, if it's me, I know in my heart, I could look at my phone and be like, I started this 2 hours ago and I forgot about it. Then I'll be like, I'm at the mercy of the
court. Yeah, if it's out on the table, then that's on me. Yeah.
No one would be mad about myself.
Yeah, but isn't
not
it
be
hard?
Nice to myself.
But it's hard to know. And that goes for me too. No more bullshit. It's just hard to know how long something's been in there unless you're, like, timing it.
Yeah, but that's what you do when you do laundry.
You time it?
Always.
I guess I don't really time it.
I close the washer.
Well, I time my own laundry.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, let's say you come to the laundry room.
Uh-huh.
And every machine's being used.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to be like, fucking dicks, and pull the wet clothes out.
No.
Like, it's up to you.
But that's also an assumption that that person did that.
If that happens to me, I come into the room, both machines are being used.
Yes.
I'm going to be like, all right, well, I guess I'll do laundry tomorrow. Like, I don't even come back an hour later.
Which is what you're doing is you're saying, at the very least, in 24 hours, this will be different.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing, if I really need to use the laundry, because we have two of each machine or one of each machine. And if it's, you know, it's packed, it's packed. It's one per floor, I think, gets a pair of machines. And if I'm in there and somebody's using it, I'm like, I'll come back in an hour. And if it's still being used, or if it's stopped and there's clothes in there, I'll be like, oh man, I hope they pick that up pretty soon. I have laundry.
So do you come back in like 30 minutes or something?
No, no, no. I'll come back in like another hour.
Another hour.
Because yeah. I know that I have enough empathy to be like, I've done that before.
Yeah.
And then if it's 3 hours, I'm taking your clothes out of the
yeah.
thing. But it's around the 3 hour mark.
But how do you know it's the same person's clothes after that 3 hours?
Because you open it up.
You gonna take a look in there?
Has any of this changed or been touched?
Yeah.
Because you need to open it up to see, because the machine is off.
Right.
The same as it is if it's empty. So you gotta look inside. And then by that point, I'm like, I started checking at 10 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Fuck these people.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, sometimes I'll just be like, you know what? I'm probably just going to roll the dice. I'll come back tomorrow. If it's the same shit. Like, I don't like doing the, I'll come back in an hour. I'll come back in 2 hours. I'll come back in 3 hours.
What if you came back the next day and the shit was still in the...
Okay, so I'd be like, okay, so I waited an entire day
yeah.
to see if maybe something would be open, and it's not.
Uh-huh.
So then I'd do the hour or 2 hour game. But I don't really like doing that.
Do it. I would fucking... So in what circumstance would you take the person's
shit? I don't think I'd ever do it.
Really?
Ever.
You have clothes to wash. What are you gonna do? Wash them in the
yeah,
sink?
Yeah, but nothing's desperate.
Like a pilgrim?
I've never been so desperate to wash something that I need to pull someone's clothes out of the washer.
But what if you were like, you have nothing left and you gotta get changed?
I mean,
maybe
I guess
have
I've
a nice dinner.
I don't like to put myself in those types of dire situations.
Well,
I like
you have plans to go to dinner.
I like to have some shirts that are just like, those are for when I need
I'll
to
never
take them.
Wear those emergency
yeah,
shirts.
Yeah, those are shirts that I don't wear
yeah.
unless I need them.
Yeah.
And
sure.
then.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of don't like to do that because I wouldn't want someone doing that to me, and I don't really do things I don't really want someone to do to me.
I would have no problem if I forgot. That's like what you get for forgetting.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, if it's obvious.
Because it's inconsiderate to other people.
Same clothes.
Yeah.
Somehow, which again, I wouldn't find myself in a position where I'd be like, let me take a look at these clothes and make sure it's like.
Well, that's how you know something is.
Totally. But I guess yeah. I've not. I don't really care enough. So, but if I did find myself in a position where I noticed it was the same fucking clothes, then it's like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to be the guy that's going to pull this out and
yeah.
put it over here. So, yeah, I think there's a very specific situation where I would pull someone's clothes
yeah.
out.
I always feel terrible if I leave my shit in there.
Yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
I
me
was
too.
Inconsiderate to a yeah. floor of people.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a family and that's a single
yeah,
mother.
Yeah.
And that's the like dude whose fucking lung collapsed 2 months ago. And now they're standing there with their shit and they're like, I would have no. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a huge piece of shit.
Oh, dude. And that's the hope. The hope is that you don't run into that situation because you're in a building with people who kind of all feel the same way about it. Like, I'm not going to be inconsiderate about leaving my clothes.
Right. Because once your neighbors have a perception of like who you are, that's who you are.
And
I have a perception of this person and I've never met that person.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm constantly
I'm constantly in a debt of gratitude to these people.
Right, right.
And I've said two things to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor people. Neighbors I like this. Funny. Well, guys, I gotta take a shit. So I'm gonna get out of here. But what a good show, Mike. Thank you for listening, kids. Friends, family, loved ones, everyone. I told you to knock it off.
Knocking it off? Look at me now, knocking it off.
Dude, I was just thinking about the... and I'm knocking it off. I was thinking about when Ariana and Ryan would squeeze onto that couch and hold each other erotically while we did our show sometimes.
Was that hard to concentrate? I never saw it.
It was a little strange, but it didn't hurt the show, I don't think. we kind of just get a little energy when there's an audience. And I think that it only heightened the show a little because then we could include other people and like make fun of people and do shit like that. So it definitely enhanced the show, but I was thinking about it the other day and I was missing those kids.
Those are
good folks. All right, well anyway, Mike, final plugs.
Yeah, man. I said just rewind to the part where I talked to.
I'll just cut and paste it.
Yeah, please.
With the sex sounds and everything.
So, like I said before, we're doing fucking theaters for the first time ever, and it's, you know, as if clubs weren't stressful enough. These are like 400 and 500 person things, and it'll just be really fucking impressive if we're able to like fill the Gramercy Theater with 500 people. So I would love to have you come out again real fast in Denver on the 24th of this month, and I'll be there for an extra day, probably eating breakfast all day, and then going to March 15th, which is a Tuesday, go to Philadelphia, March 16th, Washington, D.C., March 18th, Gramercy Theater. So many seats in that goddamn place. I need you in the seats. March 24th in Mieniwake. March 25th is Chicago, and then Minneapolis on March 26th. Also, I'll be in Coachella on the day after Milwaukee, as soon as I come back. And then the next surrounded show is next month on the 4th, the first Friday of the month at the Hollywood Improv.
I'm coming.
I'm gonna be tired for a month.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And so we're probably gonna put a couple of shows in the can.
Yeah.
And you guys won't even notice one bit, but it'll
be
a lot of fun.
Send in your history roads.
Get in all nice your history roads. Yeah, because we'll probably do maybe one or two History Road episodes in there. We'll go deep, deep, deep into the archives. And we'll go like 10 pages deep and read some of those super old ones, which are super fun.
Finally get to some of those forwards, those funny forwards.
Yeah, exactly.
In the chain messages.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Neil Ghosh, for the sex music.
Neil Ghosh. Thank you, Headgum. Thank you to sponsors. Thank you, O'Neill.
Yes. Thank you for taking a chance on us and being our first like crowd sponsor.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It is our first ever. Yeah.
And where could they hit us up if they also want to advertise something else?
DynamicBanter@gmail.com. Email us if you have something you'd like to advertise on the show. You want Mike and I to do our special spin on your product, website, show, whatever, what have you, art. Let us know and we'll talk about it. Send an email to dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Same place to send those history roads.
I like when it takes a couple buttons sometimes.
We gotta go way back.
Jackpot.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the show, and I'm crowning.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.